today we're going to do the famous sugya of Tavro Shasya. We mentioned a while back, a couple of weeks ago, the famous halach of Rav in the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samachay Aleph. Gemara says that Keren Kain Shaganav Tashlume Kefa V'Tashlume Baba Chamisha Kishas Hamad Abedin. Rav says that when evaluating Keren and Kefel and Balad Vehei, there are certain differences. We don't always use the same period of time to evaluate these different chiyuvim. When it comes to Keren, the basic chiyuv of a ganav or a gazlan, we follow the Shas Geneva, the Shas Gezela. If at the time of the Geneva Gezela it's worth a certain amount, so that's the amount that he has to pay. When it comes to Kefel, a dalad behei, Rav says that we follow Hamad Abedin. We follow the value of the object when the Toveh brings the Ganav for the Gazlan to Bezdin. What's Rav talking about? So the Gemara explains that Rav is talking about Yukur Vezula, that if the object goes up by itself, not that the Ganav or the Gazlan fattened the Behema or he weakened the Behema, it's not the fluctuation is not due to a Maisa that the Ganav or the Gazlan did himself, but rather there are fluctuations in the market price. In the marketplace, there are fluctuations in the value of the behemoth and the value of the kli. So it's about that that Rav says Karen is still Karen Shagana, but Kefal Davahei is Kishas Hamad Abedin. Now that's the maskon of the Gemara. So in getting to that maskon of the Gemara is the following kasha. Hechidam. Ilem edmeikar shavya zuzi lebesov shavya dalet zuzi Karen Karen Shagana. What? If the case of Yukur Vezula that Rav is talking about is where initially the object was worth only a zuz, and then it's worth dalit. It went up in value. So in such a situation, Rav says, Karen Kain, Shagonav, that you're only going to pay Kishas Geneva. Lema pligo derava deraba. Let's say it sounds like Rav holds against Rabba. Da'am a Rabba, haima de gozla chavisa de chamer me chavre. Meikar shav yezuzu, labasov shav yedalit zuze. Tavro shasi, mishalim dalit. Itbar memela, mishalim zuza. Rabba has this halacha that if a person steals chavisa de chamra, a barrel of wine from his friend, it's worth a zuz at the time of the Geneva, and then it's worth dalit at the time of the Tavro Shasya. Right? We have our timeline over here, right? So there's the Shas Geneva, and then there's Shas Hamad Abedin. And in this circumstance, there's a Tavro Shasya before him. Right? He broke it, or he drank from it, for Hamad Abedin. So let's say it's worth one Bishas Geneva, and let's say it's worth four at this point, before the Tavro Shasya. It went up in value. So comes Rabba and says that if Tavro Shasya, he has to pay four. Right? He has to pay four. Four means for the Karen, he has to pay four. Forget about Kefim. He has to pay four for the Karen. So for the Gemara, how can you say that Rav holds Karen Kain Shaganav in a case of Yukur Vezula? What's the Yukur Vezula? If it went up in value from 1 to 4, according to Rabba, if Tavro Shasya, you should have to pay the 4. So think about it. Tzvicha Mechira is an example that's very similar to Tavro Shasya. It's not breaking, it's not drinking, but it's shechting. Right? So Tavra, the Tzvicha, is really like a Tavra. So how can Rav say that Kefal Dal V'Hegishas Hamad V'Din B'Karen Kain Shaganav? That's not really true. Because if it were worth one initially, then it goes up to four. If he was tavach after it's worth four, that's like a tavro shasya, so you should have to pay four for the keren. That's the Gemara's kash. Right? That Rav seems to be against Rabba if you assume that Rav's case of Yukur Vezula is 1 to 4. So comes the Gemara and says, no, it's the opposite. Ki kama Rav, you want to make kar, shavya dalet, l'besov, shavya zuza. Karen Kain Shagonav, Tashlum Ekeva, Tashlum Ekeva, Chamisha, Kishas, Hamad Abedin. So says the Gemara, no, it's Pumfa Ker. Rav is talking about a case where Bishas Agneva was worth 4. Bishas Hamad Abedin, it's worth 1. So for that, Rav says, you got to be Machmer to pay Karen of 4, but Kefal Dalet Vehei, you're only going to pay 1, meaning you'll pay an extra 1. You'll pay 4 plus 1 Karen plus 1 for the Kefal. That's a Stam Geneva. And if he's Tavach HaMachar, you'll pay 4 plus 1 for the Kefal, plus, let's say, 3 or 4. I'm sorry, did I do that right? I'm sorry. 2 or 3. Plus 2 or 3. Right? Because Dalet Vehei would be what? Keren, Kefal, and another 2. And hay would be carrot, kefel, and another three. Okay? But the evaluation for the element of hay would be kishas hamad bedin, would be the one, not the four. Okay? This is the maskana of the Gemara. What emerges from this Gemara? That Tavro Shasya Mishalim Dalet, Idbar Memela Mishalim Zusa. That if the item were worth one, and then it goes up to four, before the Tavro Shasya, so that he's going to be chayiv to pay Karen of four. Karen Kishas Tavro Shasya. Why is that? So Rashi explains Tavro Biyadayim Oshasya Mishalim Dalet, Uba Mavke Mefarish Taima, the Kolkama, the Yisibayna, Beshusa, the Marakaima, the Boy La Dura. As long as it's ben, as long as the chayfetz is ben, it's b'shusa demora, it's in the reshus of the bailin, because he has a chiv hashov. He'll go b'shusa demora, hukra, b'yishayta, the tavru shasya, hu dekagazala. Therefore, when it was hukar, when it turned to four before the tavru shasya, whose reshus was the item when it went up in value? In the reshus of the bailin. If it was in the reshus of the bailin, b'yishayta, the tavru shasya, hu dekagazala. So then that moment in Tavro Shasya is viewed as a mice exam. Now be careful. Rashi is quoting the Gemara in Bav Metzia. That is the Lashon of the Gemara. But you got to be careful. It's a little bit lav dafka. What does the Gemara say? Omer Rabba, Haiman de Gozal Chavisa de Chana Mechavi, Meikar Shavi Yezuzo, Hashta Shavi Abba, Tavro Shasya Mishalim Abba, Itba Memela Mishalim Zuzo. My timer says the Gemara. What's the reason of Rabba? Keva the Isa Hadra Lumara Beina Hayishat the Kashasi Le the Kotavra La Kavazal Mine. That's how Rashi's fault. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that the Tavro Shasi Rabba holds you pay Ki Hashta, you pay the Karen of four, not the Karen of one. If it goes up in value, the original Shasi Neva was only worth one. At the time of the Tavro Shasi, it's worth four. So Rabba says you pay Karen of the Shas Tavro Shasi. He's not talking about Kefil and Dalma. He's just talking about Karen. Why do you pay Karen Kihashta? So Rabbah says, the Gemara says, Vidas Rabbah, that since you have a Chiv HaShava, at the moment of the Tavro Shasya, Hashta Huda Kagozal Minei, it's like a Nugzela. It's like a Nugzela. So what does the Gemara mean? Why is it a Nugzela? Because there's a Chiv HaShava, it's a Nugzela. So Rashi is, it's Bershusa de Marakaima. It's not really Bershusa de Marakaima. We mentioned Rabbi Yochanan holds that Gozal Bonasiyah Shavan, Shnei Menem Yecholim Lahakdish, Zelfi Shena Shavav, Zelfi Shena Bershusa. That if someone steals an object from someone else, so neither the nigzal nor the gazlan can be makdashit, because certainly the gazlan can be makdashit, it's not shalom, it doesn't belong to him. But the nigzal can't be makdashit either, because it's not b'shusa. So you can't say it's b'shusa demara, that's not true. B'shusa demara is a phrase we use regarding pikadam, but not regarding zela. What the gemara really means is it's still shalom. It means it's in his possession, it still belongs to him. It's not really in his possession, it's not under his control, as we said. B'shusa can be defined either as in his physical control or his halachic control, as we discussed. But it's not that, right? It's not in his control of the chalav. This is talking about a case where the gazlan took it, and he doesn't want to give it back. So it's not under his physical control, nor is it under his halachic control, because the gazlan has kinyan exela. But it's still a shalom. It's shalom bailim. So that's what Rashi means, that it's b'shusa demar, in the sense that it's still shalom bailim. So at the time of Tavro Shasya, hashtu de kagazlo. We view that as the zman of the exam. Okay, this is Rashi taking the approach of the simple reading of the Gemara Bava Metzia. Who disagrees with Rashi and says that Tavro Shasya is not Chayiv Midin Gzeila? Who? Who's the Mara, the Schweitzer? The Ra. The Ra. Okay, that's true. But it's more well known as a Ketos HaChoshen. Right? We'll point out the Ra said it before the Ketos, right? But it's known as a comment of the Ketos HaChoshen. Very good, Josh. Right, going to the earliest sources. I like that.
It's next on
the Makaros. Yes, it's the next line of the Makaros. Okay, so the Ketzos is the same Ketzos that we saw, I think, on opening day, right? Opening day of June's month. What does the Ketzos say? You can turn to it. It's page 2 in the packet. Ketzos says, right, the Mishnah, at the beginning of the parak, says that goni v'charganav, there's no chiyuv keifam. Right? V'gunav mi'beisa ish v'lo mi'beisa ganav. Drosha, the Gemara daf Samat Tesem and Beis. So the Ketos just points out, Rav Chista in the Gemara Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis says that Gozav Lo Nisyan Shema Bayli Muva Acher Va'ochlo Rotsa Nizegov V'Rotsa Nizegov. It's actually Machlokas Amoraim, but we pass them this way. Rav Chista says that what happens if Reuven steals something? He steals food from Shimon, and then Levi eats it. So in that case, Shimon can be Toveya either from Reuven or from Levi. He can be Toveya from the original Gazlan, or he can be Toveya from Levi as well.
Why can he be tovei from Levi? Levi ate it. So what's the chiyuv of Levi? So it says the Ketos, the chiyuv of Levi is mitam mazik. Right? Umishum mazik, he says. Dakati the nigzal, it still belongs to the nigzal. So he can be chayiv in mazik. Avol machmas gazlan lo mechayiv. But says the Ketos, there's no chiyuv of midin gazlan over here. Ugosh lo boha sheni v'gazlan. V'nevad mimenu, ein hasheni chayiv v'tashlum, d'lash me gazlan. The Bailan came in the inner Bishus of the Mari. He can't be Chayim Bidin Gazlan. Right? Let's say the second person comes and he steals it from the first. Right? Levi comes and steals it from Reuven. Reuven stole something from Shimon, and then Levi steals it from Reuven. And Levi does not eat it. He just stole it from him. And then it's lost. It's lost from Levi. So can Shimon be Tovei or Levi? No, he can't be Tovei. Because Midin Mazik, he can't be Tovei. He wasn't Mazik B'Yadayim. Midin Gazlan, he can't be Tovei. He either claims the Ketzos. Right? That's Gonev. Acharaganav, and Gonev Acharaganav says, it says not only is potter from Kefil, there's no Issa Geneva, there's no Issa Gzela. It's not a Gzela. If you're not taking from Nusha Sabal, there's no Chiyav Gazlan. So says the Ketos, Rav Chista would claim that Rotsumisegovah is only if Bo'achav Ochlo. If Bo'achav Ochlo, then even though you can't be Machayev the Acher for Gzela, you can be Machayev and Midin Mazik, so then the Bailan can be Tavea either the Gazlan, the original Gazlan, or the Mazik. But if the second guy was only Gozel, he's not chayiv in gzeila. There is no gzeila if it's not from Rishus Habayim. How does the Ketos know that? So here's where it gets really cooking. The Ketos says, "V'teidah d'hafilu gazlan rishon ain't chayiv l'shalim ela b'shas gzeila." Look, even the gazlan rishon only has to pay b'shas gzeila. The gazlan chavitza d'chamra meikar shavi zuzi lebesof shavi dalit tan roshasi b'shalim dalit it bar memeila b'shalim zuzi. What's the din of Rabba? The gazlan chavitza d'chamra mechavrei tan roshasiya. If it was made kar shabi, zuzi lo b'sof shabi dalit, tavir shasi, then he pays dalit. But if it bar memela, if it broke by itself, he only pays a zuz. Why should he only pay a zuz? What, if it breaks by itself, he only pays a zuz? Tavir shasi should pay dalit, and it bar memela, he only pays a zuz. Why, if we assume that you can have a chi of gzela achar gzela, so then it bar memela as well, there should be a chi of gzela achar gzela, meaning, if the object went up in value before the it bar memela, right, let's say the object is worth one, b'shas g'neva, right? B'shas g'seila, b'shas g'neva, and then it goes up to four, right? So let's say it bar memela over here, instead of tapo shasi, it was it bar memela. So it says the Ketos, if you hold it, tapo shasi is chayim midin g'seila, so then it bar memela, there should also be a chiv g'seila. Why? What kind of chiv g'seila? What did he do? It just broke by itself. So Dr. Ketos, no, I'll tell you what the chiv g'seila is. He's calling the object again. When it goes up in value, he's calling the object again. How's he calling the object again? Well, it's sitting in his chotzer, isn't it? Right? Come on, first of all, Mustama, he picked up the chavisa, the chamra, after the original zela. So he picked it up, the hakbah is enough to be calling. The od, the habachatzei, it's also sitting in his chotzer, even if he never picked it up, it's still sitting in his chotzer. The chalshayt, v'shayt, the gazlein. The Gazlan is constantly being called this object. Either he's doing a Hagbah, even if he doesn't do a Hagbah Mamish, but it's still sitting in his Chatzah, the Kinyan Chatzah should be Konah. So before Itbar Memela, he was Konah again, after it went up in value to four. So why shouldn't he pay four? El Al Karcha, Kevin the Kfar Gazlan, Levena, which Husa, the Nigzal, Sula, Machai, Mishim, So obviously, after the original Gzela, you took it out of the Rishon Sabayim, there is no future Chi of Gzela. The only future chiyuv that there could be is midin mazik. So it by memela, there's no chiyuv mazik. He wasn't mazik b'yadayim. Obviously, he's not gonna have to pay kiyashta. We just go back to the original b'neva. Since the original b'neva was worth once, he only has to pay one. But if tavro shasya, then he can be chayiv for. Why? But there's no gzela. No, he's chayiv midin mazik. This is the tzosis b'chiddush that there can't be a gzela once the chayvitz is no longer b'shus abayim. There can't be a b'neva. There can't be a gzela. It's kind of hard. Only if the chayvitz is b'shus abayim can there be a gneiva. And that's exactly why going back harganav is not b'shan kefil. It's not a gzeres hakosav that there's no chiv kefil. The gzeres hakosav is telling me that if you're not taking from the b'shus abayim, there's no issa gneiva, there's no issa gzeila. So tavro shasi, zok b'ktos, can only be chayiv midin mazik, not midin kastik. Okay, this is the famous yisod of ktos. The b'emes, as Josh already pointed out, it's not just a ktos. It's a ran. The ran in his kiddushim v'vod metziah echoes a similar sentiment. On that Gemara, that seems to say, Hashdehu de Kagazala, Lashem Gemara, that it's a Gzela. It says the round like this. Page 1. Humiyu Tavro Shasi Mishan Gala, the Kedma, the Ovar Ihu Biadayim, Hashto Mazikla, the Iika Ve'ina Hadra. The Ran paraphrases the Gemara, but he changes the key word. Right, the Gemara says, why is he chayiv now for Tavro Shasya? That's because it would be Hadra Ve'ina to the Bayan, and there is a Chiyav HaShava. That's what the Ran says too. There's a Chiyav HaShava. So because there's a Chiyav HaShava, it's like the Ran, Hashdehu de Kamazikla. That's not what the Gemara said. The Gemara says, Hashdehu de Kagazikla. But the Ran is saying, Gemara is lav dafka. It doesn't mean Hashdehu de Kagazikla, because the Gzela is over. He did a Gzela before. It means he's taking it from the violin. He's damaging the violin. He's being maxed to the violin. That's what the Gemara means. Hashdehu de Kagazikla means he's being maxed to the violin now. What's the Chiyav? Not meaning Gazlan. Chas v'sholem. He did mazik, like the Ktzais. Right? The Ktzais doesn't quote the Ran. He probably didn't have a Ran. But the Ran and the Ktzais seem to be going together. Okay, this is the approach of the Ktzais and the Ran. Comes the Nesivis. The Nesivis disagrees with the Ktzais. So it was really interesting. I look back at some of the shiurim we've given in the past. I looked at the Nesivis inside, at the new Nesivis with the footnotes. And I couldn't find the lashon that I had, that I had noted before. So I went to my old Nesivis. Not such an old Nesivis, but I went to the older version of the Nesivis, and I saw the lashon of the Nesivis is different than the new Nesivis. There are different versions of the Nesivis, so you gotta keep both. Right? Even if you get the new version, you gotta keep the old, because it's not always exactly the same. So the lashon that a lot of the later Achronim quote is from the original Nesivis. I don't know why the Jim Trotsky Nesivis doesn't have this girsa. He's using a different sabyad of the Nesivis. But let's go back to the old Nesivis. Right, so the old Nesivis in Sivkot and Hay in Siman Amidala, he says, the Sefer Ktzos Achoshen Tirates, the Hoda Bo Acher Va'ochlo, the Chayim Yikam Mazik. Okay, we're not going to talk about the Tulim's Kasha on the Rivosha. This is really beyond the sugi. We're really just trying to focus on Tavro Shasya, our sugi here. So he quotes the Loshen of the Ktzos. That the Ktos says, Bo'achev ve'ochlo is chayim v'tamazik. Okay, that far we got. Lufiyani is dayti, zat nesivis, dafilu lo ochlo, rak osa bo shina shekno'o, al yedei ha-gezela, chayim v'tam gazna, lo v'tamazik. Says the nesivis, I think the Ktos is incorrect. I don't think the chayim is v'tamazik. Even if he was an ochel, even if he didn't eat it. He didn't do a hasik. He did a shinoi, that through the shinoi, the gzela was nicknamed to him. He's chayim v'tam gazna, not v'tamazik. The meikara b'gzela ha'alef, at the beginning of the Shasa Gzela, the original Gzela, it was Shala Nigza. The Lo Yotza Rakma Shusa Shal Nigza. The Gozabal Nisya Shushnamen and Yacholim Magdisha Zelofishan Ashlov Zelofishan Abishusa. For the original Gzela, it still was Shala Barla, it was only Napashusa, it was still Shalahan. The Araga Kishaosa Shini Hari Osa Gzela Chadosha. Achshav Kishaosa Shini Hari Osa Gzela Chadosha Zokanesis. There's a Naya Gzela, new Gzela. Shall Tsio Michel Habailim Lagami. Originally, at the time of the Gzela, it was still Shalom Bailim. Well, it's not Peshusa anymore, but it was Shalom. I think that Avada, at the time of the Shinui, there is a new Gzela. At the time of the Achila, at the Tavro Shasya, there is a new Gzela. Initially, at the time of the original Gzela, so then it's Paka, the Din Bershusa. Right? It's not Bershusa by Harishon, but it's still Shalahem. But now, at the time of Tavro Shasi, at the time of the Shinui, it's not even Shalahem. So there's a Chidush in Gzela, says the Nesivis. When there's a Chidush in Gzela, it can be Chayimid in Gzela all over again. So Zok the Nesivis, he thinks the Ktos is incorrect. The Ktos is saying that Tavro Shasi is Chayimid in Mazik, Namid in Gazlan. Claims the Nesivis, I think he should be Chayim in Gazlan. But why? But he's not Mozi from the Rishus of Ireland. Zok the Nesivis, anytime that there's a Chiddush in the Gzela, it can be Chayim in Gazlan all over again. You're Chayim in Gazlan. If that's the case, why by Idbar Memel is the only Mishan Zuza? That's the Ktos's Kash, right? The Ktos says, I'll bring you a Raya that there's no such thing as Gzela Achak Zela, because if there's Gzela Achak Zela, why is Idbar Memel Mishan Mali Zuza? Meikar Shav Yisus at the time of the original Gzela was worth one, and now later at the time of the Tavro Shasya or at the time of the Idbar Memela it's worth four. So in that case, the Gemara says that you only pay Zuzah. Why should you only pay Zuzah? Says the Ktos. If you chayim in Gazlan, So then there's a gzeila here too. He's kone b'shinui, right? Shinui d'memeila. There's no chiyuv hashava. So he's kone. And says the tos mustami. He picked up the object in the interim, and it's in his chotzer. He's kone. He's kone b'chaserim. So why should you only pay one? Zok the tos because you're only going to be chayim. You did mazik. There is no new chiyuv gzeila. There's no gzeila after gzeila. There's no rishis avayim. What's the nesidus going to do with that? Why by yitbar memeila do we say misham mezuzah? If there's a new gzeila, he should have to pay. So comes the Sefer Imre Moshe that we quoted last week at the beginning of Siman Lamed Beis. The Imre Moshe suggests that maybe the Nesivus holds that, you know why there's no Gzela by Yitbar Memela? That's because he didn't do a Maisa. The Nesivus concedes that if there's no Maisa, you can't have Gzela. So he says that the Pshat in the Gemara. Tavo Shas is Mishalim Dalin, why? Midin Gazna, not Midin Mazik. Yitbar Memela is only Mishalim Zuza, why? Aye, but he should be Chai Midin Mazik. There's no, excuse me, he should be chayimid in Gazlan. There's no mazik because he didn't do a ma'isa b'yadayim, but he should still be chayimid in Gazlan because he's calling the object every moment. So, the Yemre Moshe, no, the Nesivus sold without a ma'isa. You can't be chayimid in Gazlan. A ma'isa is an ikar part of the chiyuv of Gnev and Gzela. So, without a ma'isa, you can't be chayimid in Gazlan. But if you do a ma'isa, rather you'll be chayimid, not midin mazik, but rather midin Gazlan. Okay, this could be the machlokas diktos of the Nesivus. Yuchayev v'tavo shas midin mazik, or yuchayev midin gazla. What's enough to mean? Just parenthetically, who cares? Yuchayev dalet anyway. So there are different nafkamina that we could bring to bear here. But the simplest nafkamina is the gemara that we've quoted many times. The gemara on daf yud aleph amud aleph says that ein shaman laganafu lagazla, but lamazik shaman. That if someone is mazik a chayfetz of his friend. So, does he have to pay the full value of the object? Let's say the object is worth $50. And he broke the object. Now, the pieces are not worth as much, but you can still get some money for them. You can get $10 for the pieces. So, does he give back the pieces to the Bailin and pay only $40? Which is really what he wants to do. He doesn't want the pieces. Right? So, does he give back the pieces and pay on top of that the extra $40? Or do we say, no, you have to pay the full $50 and you keep the pieces? So, by Mazik, we say that we're shaman, that we evaluate the pieces. He only has to pay the extra. But by Ganav and Gazlan, we don't say that. By Ganav and Gazlan, right, since they're Kona Mishinoi, they have Kinyanik Zela, so we say, no, you have to pay the full value. You keep the object, you keep the broken pieces, and you pay the full value. So it could be the Nafkamina between the Ptos and the Sibis is by Tavro Shasya, are we Shaman or are we not Shaman? Right, if you hold that he's Chayev, Midin, Mazik, so then we should be Shaman. If you say he's Chayev, Midin, Gazlan, so then we're not going to be shown. That could be enough kamina between the ktos and the seeds. Okay, but this is the machlokas, the ktos and the seeds. At first glance, the ktos is very difficult. The ktos says that tavo shasi is only chayim din mazik, not midin zeil. It's chayim din mazik, not midin zeil. Came the nesibis and said, no. You chayim din gazlan? What's the ktos's big raya? Eat by memeim. It by memeila proves that it can't be midin gzeila, because if it's midin gzeila, right? If tavo shas is chayav midin gzeila, why should it by memeila not be chayav dalet also, right? Why should it by memeila be chayav dalet? There's no gzeila, right? Why shouldn't it be chayav dalet? There should be a gzeila, says the ktos. Why should it be gzeila? Where's the gzeila? So the ktos says, well, it's sitting in his property. So he's kona b'kinyan chatzah. Well, mistama he did a ma'isa akbah. I don't know why the ktos assumes that mistama did a ma'isa akbah. Let's take the other. Let's take the first point. It's sitting in his property. He's doing b'kinyan chatzah. So because he's doing b'kinyan chatzah, there should be a gzeila, says the ktos. Why is it by memeil only mishalim zuza? It should be mishalim dalim. What's the nesivus talking about? Yichayim in gzeila. Can't be chayim in gzeila. If that's the case, then it by memeil should be the same as tavro shasim. That's the ktos's big rhyme. So what's the answer? Right, the Nesiva says he's not chayim din mazik, he's chayim din gzeila. But it by memelas is chayim only dalit. It by memelas mishalim only zusa. Why shouldn't he be mishalim dalit? Ktos is kasha good kasha. What's the answer? The emotion, right? There's no maisa, right? If there's no maisa, you can't be chayim din gzeila. It's b'chor, that's such a gevaldik teretz. Why didn't the ktos give that answer? What's more, the ktos really shouldn't give that answer. Because the Ktos is the Mara D'Shmaitza, the Ktos is the one who in Simen Shin Mem Ches of Cotton Bays points out that Gzela requires a Maisa. You have to have a Maisa for Gzela. And he brings a raya from Rashi in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Kama, actually, right here on Samachai, Gemara says, Yodo, ein li elo yodo, gabo chatzer v'kapifo menayin. It says, if imotzei, simotzei, yodo, agneve, mishor, al-chamor, atzachayim, shnayim, mishalim. If the Ganav steals and the Ganav is found in his hand, so then he's going to be chayim. So the Gemara quotes a braisa that yodo, ein li elo yodo, gabo chatzer v'kapifo menayin. He doesn't have to steal with his hand. If someone throws the Ganav into his chatzer, he can be kona b'chatzer. Right? He can be kona b'chatzer. How do we know that he can be kona the Gneva, and he's bar like the Issa Gneva that way, even without Yodom? Tamalomer, and Himotzi Mikol Makom. Himotzi Simotzi is a riboy. So it teaches me not only if he's going to be Yodom, but even going to be Chatzero or Bekarfifo. So says Rashi in Bav Metzia, Dav Yudom at base. Rashi says, Gago Chatzero Bekarfifo Menai is the parallel sugi over there. Let's say the behemoth goes into the chatzer, and he locks it up, he closes the door in order to steal it. What does Rashi get? Right? The behemoth goes into the chatzer, and the ganav, the gazlan, closes the door, locks up the door. What does he need that for? He should just say he has kavonas kinyan, so then there are kinyan exam, and he's going to be a gazlan. So Pella, what does Rashi have to add in all before Nelagonda? It says the Ketos and Sin and Shim and Ches of Kadnal. If you see from Rashi that he's not going to be called a Ghana for a Gazlan without a Maisa. He's not going to be called a Gazlan without a Maisa. So Frek, the Imre Moshe, not only do I have Pshat in the Sivis, I don't understand the Ketos. Why does the Ketos say that Tavro Shasa can't be within Gazlan? He's bothered with Itbam and Meila Mishalim Zuza. There's a simple answer. That Gzela requires a Maisa. It by Mamela, there is no Maisa. That's why you're only Mishalim Zuza. Why couldn't the Ketos have learned like the Nesivis that Tavro Shas is really Chayav Midin Gazla, not Midin Mazik? Ain't Shaman! He's like a Ghana for a Gazlan. He's not a Mazik. It by Mamela Mishalim Zuza. The Ketos is so bothered that, well, isn't it going to be sitting in his Chotzer? He's going to be Kona in the interim, so he should have to pay. You should have to pay what? You should have to pay Dalit? No, the answer is licked in the Ktais. The Ktais himself said in Zim and Shin and Ches of Cotton Base that you can't be a Gazlan without a Maisa. It's the Pilei Ploiim against the Ktais. Why couldn't he learn like the Nesivis and just say that Yidbam and Meila, there is no Maisa, and that's why he's not going to be Chayav within Gazlan? It's really a pill. So I think perhaps the answer is that you have to understand why do you need a Maisa to be called a Gazlan, according to the Ktais? What's the reason for that? You could look at it in one of two ways. One way is to say that a maisa is a chelik from the ikar gzela, right? Part of the ikar iser gzela iser gneva is a maisa. It's part of the ikar machayiv. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that no, maisa is not an ikar part of the machayiv. The ikar machayiv is the fact that you're being mafsid the bailim by taking something of the bailim. You're being mafsid the bailim. That's the ikar machayim. So why do you need a maisa? Maybe the pshat is that you need a maisa in order to demonstrate your kavana that you want to steal the object. If the behemoth just goes into your chatzah but you don't close the door, then it's not clear that you actually want to steal it. Is maisa a chelek of the ikar gneva? Or is it just a hochacha? That the Ganav wants to steal. It's interesting. Tosfos also holds that you need a Maisa. Tosfos here in Bava Kama, Daf Samachai. But Tosfos has a little bit of a different Maisa. He says, "Ein li ela biyado perish aganvo biyado mamish gago chatzera klomar shehikisha b'makel mechatzera shabal amayis v'nichnas ala gago chatzera v'kavika." Tosfos says, "What's gago chatzera that hikisha b'makel? He hit it with a stick." To bring it from the chatzah of the Balabais to his own chatzah. Why does he need that? You should just say chatzero is that the behema entered into his chatzah and he's kona the behema. So he's chayim within gneva. The answer is Tosfos holds that you need a maisa. You need a maisa in order to be chayim within ganav. But what's interesting about Tosfos is he doesn't say v'no b'fanehal l'gonva. He says hikisha b'maka. Tosfos is saying that you need to do a maisa gneva sounds from his lashon that you have to do a ma'isa in the dover haganav itself. It's not enough just to lock up the door. You actually have to do a ma'isa in the dover haganav itself. From Tosfos you get the impression that the purpose of ma'isa in Gneiva is that's a chelik of the ikur iser Gneiva. Chelik of the iser Gneiva is doing the ma'isa. That's the ikur of the Gneiva itself. As you mentioned, Menachas Chinuch is machalik between Gneiva and Gzela, actually. Right? He says that the whole idea of Gneiva is that it's the Mida Meguna within the Gneiva. It's not the Hefzer Abayim, it's the Mida Meguna. Clearly, according to the Menachas Chinuch's idea, he tried to prove this from the Rambam in different places, the Isser is the Mice. Right? The Iker for Gneiva is the Mice. Tosus also seems to be saying the Iker is the Mice, and that's why he says you need to do a Mice in the Dover HaGanav itself. But the Ritvoy in Gittin doesn't learn like that. Ritvon Davayin Zayin, in another parallel sugya, above Akam, above Metziah, and Gittin, you have the same drush. The Ritva says, the Gabigan of Eno Chayim, Kishin Nichnas Ola Rishuso, Elam Kein Ol Bafanel, the Muchacha Milsa de Rizono. The Loshon of the Ritva, it's Mashma, that the purpose of the Maisa Gneva, the purpose of doing a Maisa, to be Nol Bafanel, is to make it Muchacha Milsa, to make it clear that you want to steal. It's not quite the same as Tosfos, and it could be that's what Rashi, in Bav Metziah, is alluding to, that the Nol Bafanel Lagonva is to make it clear that you want to steal. So Efsher, again, it's a little complicated because in some of these Makaras we're talking about Ganav and some Gazla, right? The Nesivus is talking Zela, Loshna the Gemara and Tavar Shas, but like Zela and many of the Makaras that we're quoting over here are really focusing on Gneva. So it's a little bit complicated. We seem to be, confusing, but it's like it's not so clear. It's a little hazy. You know, we talk about Gneva and Gzela. It could be there's actually a chilek between Gneva and Gzela regarding this issue, which we're not going to discuss. But to keep it simple, the answer for the Ktos HaFoshe might be is that he feels Tavro Shasya is not going to be chayav midin Gzela. Right? It's not going to be chayav midin Gzela. Why? You're not taking from Yerusha Sabayim, so it can't be chayav midin Gzela. But the Gazlan has the Chavetz in his Rishus, and before the Tavar Shasya, he's going to be Kona it again, so there's a new Gzela. And let's say Itba Memela, even if it's Itba Memela, he should be Kona again. Right? He should be Kona again. He should be Chai Midin Gzela. Right? So, Zokta Imre Moshe, Itba Memela, you're only going to pay Zuzah because there's no Maisa. So we ask, why can't the Ktos say that? Let him just say, Chayav Midin Gzela, there's no Maisa. The answer might be that the Ktos holds you don't really need a Maisa to have a Gzela. All you need the Maisa for is to prove that he wants to steal. But in this situation, if he stole it in the beginning, we know that he wants to steal from his friend. We know he has a Kavanas Gzela. So every moment that the Gzela is in his Chatzah, he's going to have a new Gzela. We know what his kavana is. He must have done a mice at the original gezela. So in such a circumstance, you don't need a mice for a later gezela. You wouldn't need a mice for a later gezela. So the fact that Itba Memela is Mishalim Zuza, that proves that Tavro Shasya must be Midin Mazik, not Midin Gzela. That proves that the only way that you chayim Midin Gzela is if you take something out of the Rosh Hashanah. The Ktos says, I wouldn't need a Maisa to be Chayav Midin Gzela in this case. Right? I shouldn't need a Maisa. If the whole purpose of the Maisa by Gzela is to demonstrate that you want to steal, here you showed that from the beginning. So why by Itba Memela do we say that you're only going to pay one? Must be that Ein Gzela Achak Gzela. Gzela means taking the chayfetz out of Rishas Abayim, having a maisa of taking the chayfetz out of Rishas Abayim. Once you did a maisa gzela, there can't be no future gzela here. Impossible. Because if there could be a future gzela, you wouldn't even need a maisa. Because we know what your kavana is. So why should you need a maisa? Must be that you just can't. There's no gzela achar gzela. Once you take it out of Rishas Abayim, there is no other gzela. So that's why the Ktos HaChosha learned the Tavar Shas. You must be midin mazik. It's not going to be midin gzela. Okay. Questions? Okay. Reb Chaim, in his stencils on Shas, he points out that Lechora, the Rambam takes the approach of the Nesivus. Because the Rambam, in Ilkas Geneva, writes as follows. Let's say the value of the object goes up 2 to 4. The case that we gave was 1 to 4. It's the same thing. If shachar or mochar or shibra akli or ibda mishalim kekdo odal behekishas amad bedin. It says the Rambam shachar mochar shibra akli ibda. So then you're going to pay dalit kefil dal behekishas amad bedin. You pay dalit. But if meisa behemo abad akli meilav mishalim kashlam kekdo bishas hagneg. It says the Rambam if it broke by itself or the behemah died by itself, then you pay kishas hagneg. So, Zokter Chaim, what do you see from the last part of the Rambam? That if it by Memela, again, it goes up from 2 to 4. Let's just keep our case. It goes up from 1 to 4. Right? So the Rambam says that if it by Memela, so then you're going to pay Kishaz Geneva. You pay Kefil Kishaz Geneva. Why should you pay Kefil Kishaz Geneva? Doesn't Rav say Kishaz Hamada Bidin? So why should you pay Kishaz Geneva? So, the Acharim explained from the Rambam, you get the impression that he holds that Kefil Dal Behegeshas Amad Bedin, Rav's Chiddush is never said L'chumr. It's said L'kula. That's the Maskal of the Gemara, that may Karish Avidal, and so Shari Azusa, so then Tashlum Kefil Tashlum Dal Behegeshas Amad Bedin. It's L'kula. That if the value goes down, so then you don't pay Keshas Geneva, you pay the lesser amount. But if the value goes up, then you'll pay Kefil and Dalai Behei, Kishas Geneva, not Kishas Hamada Bedin. That's what the Rambam seems to say. There are Rishon that actually say that Beferish. Tosfos on Samad Vava Medalev and Dibimas Lepoloim, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who says like that. But that's apparently what the Rambam holds, that Kefil Dalai Behei, Kishas Hamada Bedin, that's a Kula, it's not a Chumra. So if the Behemah goes up in value, then you're not going to pay Kefil and Dalai Behei, Kihashta, but rather you'll pay Kishas Geneva. Yep, okay. But if that's the case, then what's the other line in the Rambam? What's the middle case? What, that if it goes up from 2 to 4, 1 to 4, then shachar or mochar, you're going to pay kefil dalet v'hei kishas amad v'din? Why? Why should you pay kishas amad v'din? Right? If it goes up, the difference between the second case and the third case in the Rambam is whether you broke it via dime or it broke by itself. If it broke by itself, then the Rambam says we go l'kula, right? You pay kefil kishas geneva. But if you broke it, kavar shasin, right? You shechted it, so then you're going to pay kiyashta. Why? But if you hold that kefil davah kishas amad bedin is a kula, not a chumra. So if the animal goes up in value, then you should always pay the lesser amount. You should pay kishas geneva. What's the chiluk? Why should it matter whether you broke it via dime or it broke by itself? What's the chiluk? Dr. Pchayim, you see from the Rambam that Tavro Shasya is Chayim Midin Geneva. Right? It's Chayim Midin Geneva. So if Tavro Shasya is Chayim Midin Geneva, then you can't say, oh, we should go Kishas Geneva. This is the Shas Geneva. There are two moments of Geneva over here. There's the original Shas Geneva, and there's the Shas Geneva of Tavro Shasya. If you go like this, so is the Tavro Shasya is Chayim Midin Mazik, so then Taka it's a Kasha. Right? The Rambam should say you should always go Kishas Geneva. Evaluate whether you broke it or whether it broke by itself. If you're paying Kefel, so you should always evaluate the Kefel Kishas Geneva. Why should you evaluate Kishas Amad Bedin? But if you hold Tavro Shasya is Chayim Midin Geneva, so that makes perfect sense. That you're gonna pay Keren Kihashta. You'll pay Kefel Kihashta, because there's a new Geneva now. At the time of Tavro Shas, there's a new Geneva, so then you're going to pay Kefel and Karen even, not just Kefel, right? If it goes up from 2 to 4, right, it goes up in value, so then you're going to pay Kefel Kihashta, like Rabbah, Tavro Shas, you pay Karen Kihashta, you'll pay Kefel Kihashta, because it's a new Geneva. So if there's a new Geneva, then you're going to pay Kihashta, of course. You're not going to pay Kishas Geneva. You won't pay Kishas the original Geneva, you'll pay Kishas the Geneva the Hashta. Because there's a Geneva right now. Okay, so you see that the Rambam holds like the Nesivis, that the Mechayim of Tavro Shas is not Midin Mazik, but rather Midin Geneva. Similarly, you see this from the Ritva in Ksubis. Gemara Ksubis, and the Flamid, Dalet HaMebeis, has an interesting halacha. The Omer Rabba, Hoya Gini Gonov Lo V'Tvacha V'Shabes Chayiv, Shefan Es Chayiv V'Geneva, Kona Shiyav L'Ideyes V'Shabes. Let's say you have a Gidi Gonov Lo. You stole a Gidi during the week. And then on Shabbos, you did a tficha. So you did the tficha be'issa. You chayiv misa for them. So, Yechayev dalet v'hem. Because you had the geneva before Shabbos. But says the Gemara, Gona v'talav v'shabbos potter, shenei geneva en tviach avei mechira. But let's say Gona v'talav v'shabbos, let's say you were gonev on Shabbos itself, and as the Ritva explains, Megara v'yotzi, he was dragging the item outside from the Beis HaBayim. So if he's dragging, there's no Mashicha till he gets into the Rosh HaSarabim. If he picks it up, Rosh HaSarabim, there's a Hagbah. So you can be calling it Rosh HaSarabim, because the Hagbah takes it out of the Rosh HaSarabim. But let's say Megara v'yotzi, he's dragging it out of the Rosh HaSarabim, so there's a Mashicha. But Mashicha doesn't work Rosh HaSarabim, so only when it gets to Rosh HaSarabim is he going to be calling it. So the Kinyan and the Isser Shabbos come with Asachas. The Geneva and the Isser Shabbos come with Asachas, come with Rav, and he's not Chai for the Geneva. So Zok the Gemara, that Gona the Talmud b'Shabbos, if you did the Gneva b'Shabbos in a way that there's no Chiyuv Gneva because of Kamei b'Rabbanei, and then you're Tovei b'Shabbos, so then you're going to be Potter, right? You're Potter for the Gneva because of Kamei b'Rabbanei, you're Potter for the Dal b'Hei because of Main Gneva and Tvichon Lechira. Main Gneva and Tvichon Lechira. So, Frak the Ritva, during Subis, why does the Gemara have to give this case that Gona the Talmud b'Shabbos? It could even be Gona b'Shabbos v'Talach b'Chol. Right? As long as he did the Maisa Gneva on Shabbos, and he can't be Chayav for that because of Kamei b'Rabbanei, so it doesn't matter when he's Toveach. He could be Toveach on Shabbos, Toveach b'Chol. He's not going to be Chayav anyway for the Tzvicha. Because the main Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira. Once you don't have the Chiyav Gneva, they can't be Dalai Behe for the Tzvicha. They can't be Dalai Behe for the Tzvicha. So why does he have to say Gona v'Talach b'Shabbos? Even if Gona b'Shabbos v'Talach b'Chol, there also is no Chiyav Dalai Behe. So Zab the Ritva, that's not true. That's not true. If Ganav b'Shabbos and then Talav b'Chol, there will be a Chiyuv Dal Behe for the Tficha. Why? Because the Tficha is a new Gneva. The Tficha is a new Gneva. Right? He can't be Chayav for the first Gneva, but the Tficha is a new Gneva. Like by Tavro Shasya. Right? If you have an original Gneva and then Tavro Shasya after the value of the object went up, then you're Chayav Ki Hashta. There's a new Chiyuv Gneva. There's a new Gneva. Anuchi of Karen, Achi of Kefel, Dalai Behe, all on this moment. We forget about the original Gneva, because now there's a new Gneva. Dr. Ritva, the whole idea that a main Gneva and Tficha Mechira, that only applies if the Gneva and the Tficha were on Shabbos. So the Gneva is on Shabbos in a way in which the Gneva and the Isser Shabbos are Chalav Asachas, so there's no Gneva, you can't be Chayav. And if the Tficha is on Shabbos as well, right, if the Tficha is on Shabbos as well, then a main Gneva ain't Tficha Mechira. Right, in Geneva, ain't Tficha Mechira. What's the lashon of the Ritva? Im tovah b'chol areu kilu chosav begonav b'chol masayav akeren ami to kol kamad lo tovcho b'shus of the mari avetoy kliya tovach it's b'shus mar. V'hanu d'aman hocha shim hayagonav me erev shabbos v'tovcho b'shabbos chay v'lo aminu shet v'chosav zohi Geneva asav lipote. The kevin the gneva tficha the hash the lama chayev the kamei b'derav minei the chayev at neder the chol. Tficha b'Shabbos is also a kamei b'derav minei. Can't be chayev dal dehei. It's chayev for the tficha on Shabbos. So if gona v'tarach b'Shabbos, there's a double kamei b'derav minei. Kamei b'derav minei for the gneva. Kamei b'derav minei for the tficha. So you can't be chayev b'chalal. But if gona b'Shabbos v'tarach b'chol, there's no chiyuv for the original gneva. But the tficha b'chol, you'll have all the chiyuvim in. You have a new gneva. Tavro shasi, as the Ritva says, is chayev b'shum gneva. And you're also going to be chayiv dalit behay on that on the tficha afterwards. Zokter b'chayiv, what do you see from this Ritva? Clearly, Tavro Shasya is not chayiv din mazik. It must be chayiv din neiva. Because if it's chayiv din mazik, you can't get to step one, right? You still have the same kasha in main geneva and tficha mechira. It must be that Tavro Shasya really is a chayiv geneva, and that's why you can be chayiv dalit behay if ganav b'Shabbos and then talav b'chol. If talav b'chol, you have a new geneva with the tficha mechira. Right? All bottled into one. Right? And so you'll be able to be chayav dal v'hei because you have your geneva. You have a tficha mechira. So it doesn't matter that there was kamei b'derabbanei on the original geneva. Okay, this is what the Reb Chaim in the stencils in Os Reish Mem Gimel points at. But I'd like to share with you one final idea. And that is clearly the Rambam, the Ritva, saying that Tavro Shasya is a new geneva. Right, if the original Maisik is a Maisik Geneva, not a Maisik Zela, if you look at the Lashon of the Nesivis, he's just talking Gazel. The Lashon of the Gemara is Hashnu de Kagazale. The real Machlok is the Nesivis Metzos is whether it's Mazik or it's Gzela. But if you look carefully at the Rambam and the Ritva, they hold it's a Gneva. If the original Mice was Mice of Gneva, then the Tavro Shas is going to be a Gneva as well. The Haraya, the Rama says, is a Chiv Peifel for that. Right? The Ritva says that there's a Chiv of Tichon Mechira, a main Gneva and Tichon Mechira. Obviously, he's assuming this is a Gneva. If it's only a Gzela, you still can say a main Gneva and Tichon Mechira. They hold the Tavro Shas is like a new Gneva. The question is, how can it be a new Gneva? We said on opening day in June that Gonevach Haraganav is Potem Mikhefel. Why is it Potem Mikhefel? Why is it Potem Mikhefel? So we quoted the Rambam who says it's not just a Gzeras HaKasa Begunav Mibes HaIsh, but rather it's a Svara that if a person wasn't Gonev from Rishus HaBailin, there's no Issa Gneva, like the Ktos. Right? There's no, that's what the Rambam seems to say. It's not just a Ktos. The Rambam says that without a Gneva from Rishus HaBailin, there is no Issa Gneva. So if you need a Gneva Rishus HaBailim in order to have an Issa Gneva, so then how can Tavro Shasya be viewed as a Gneva? How can the Rambam himself assume the Tavro Shasya is a Gneva? You're not taking from the Rishus HaBailim. I know the Nesiva says you're being Mechadish in the Gneva. You're taking the Shalom away. So what did you take the Shalom away? But the Rambam says the only time that you violate the Issa Gneva is if you're taking from Rishus HaBailim. You're not doing that by Tavro Shasya. It's already outside the Rishus HaBailim. So how can that be a Gneva? It's really a pella. It's a pella. How can that be a Gneva? What's more, if you assume the Tavro Shasya is a Gneva, then how can the Mishnah say, Toveach achar haganav is not chayav da'aveh? The Arsameach is this kashya. The Mishnah says, Toveach achar haganav is not chayav da'aveh. Gonev achar haganav is not chayav da'aveh. Toveach achar haganav is not chayav da'aveh. If you assume, like Reb Chaim's understanding of the Rambam, that Tavro Shasya is like a new Gneva, so why is Toveach achar haganav not chayav da'aveh? It's mamish the same as Gonev b'Shabbos, the Tavach b'Chol, like the Ritva. Right? It's mamish the same thing. Because if you're Toveach achar haganav, it's a new Gneva. The Toveach is a Gonev also, according to this logic. And if you say that Tavro Shasya is a new Gneva, it's not a mazik. And it's not even Gazda, but it's more than that. It's that if the original Maisa is a Maisa Gneva, now it's a new Gneva. So it's a new Gneva, so why is Toveach achar haganav not going to be chayav da'aveh? He should be chayav da'aveh not because he's adding onto the ganav. He's making a new Gneva in the Tficha alein, in the Tficha itself, because it's like a Tavro Shasya, it's a new Gneva. So he has Gneva with the Tficha Mechira all the Vasachas. He should be chayav da'aveh. Pile ployim. Darsa Me'achis. Mamash an eyes in a kash. So after Yimei Moshe, later there in Simon Lamed Beis, a murder Yisav. He says you have to go a little bit deeper and define it more precisely. We keep on saying that Tavro Shasya is a new Gzela, a new Gneva. New, it's a new thing. There was a Maisa Gneva in the beginning, now there's some other Maisa Gneva, Maisa Gzela. Something new. The Chaim must be assuming that it's not something new, but rather it's a Hemshech of the original Gneva. That's what it means if when you're Mechadish in the Gzela, the Nesivus holds, that it's also called Gzela. You're Mechadish in the Gneva, it's also called Gneva. It's not that it's a new Gneva, new Gzela. It's that it's a Hemshech, it's a Gneva Arichta from the beginning. Look at the Reb Chaim in Sefer on the Rambam. He just has a line, a very short line, that the Achronim picked up on. This Bechor is what the Imre Moshe is shtelling on in Shitas Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says in page 7, he says, the Fimash HaKonsef HaRambam Peragalat Meilchus Gneva, the Begonav Kli V'Shibra V'Oyah Shov V'Shasa Gneva Shnayim V'Shasa Shvi Arboa, the Mishalim Kefa V'Shasa Shvi Ram, the Yidbar Memele V'Mishalim Melakein Shagonav, right, that's the Ram we read, Harei the B'Shofer Chashiva Zos Gneva, V'Dem Chaya Kefa V'Shasa Shvi Ram. Reb Chaim says from the Rambam you see that the Shvira, right, is like a Gneva, because Yichad Kefa V'Shasa Shvi Ram. What does that mean? So, Zot Chaim, v'hayne mishum de kol shehachefetz gonav o gozel. As long as the chefetz is gonav o gozel, kol nezek she'osa biyadayim din gneva ugzeila bein. Any nezek that you're going to do to the object after it's gonav o gozel, din gneva ugzeila bein. What does that mean? Does that mean that the maisa mazik is viewed as a new gzeila, as a new gneva? He doesn't say gneva chadosha, gzeila chadosha. The Imam Moshe wants to suggest that that's not what Reb Chaim meant. What he meant is that if it starts with the Maisik Neva, starts with the Maisik Zela, and now you do something to the object to further that Geneva, to make it more difficult for the Baalim to get it back, to change the bialis of that object. So then it's all viewed as a hemshech of the original neva. It's viewed as a geneva aliyah. Avada, if you're not the one who's doing this other maisa, it can't be called a geneva. Because there's no hemshech from the original geneva. Avada, the Rambam will hold, you can only have a geneva if you're taking something out of the rishus avada. Toveach achar haganav, there's a new person doing the tvicha. There's a new person doing the tvicha that can't be viewed as a geneva. Right? Maybe the Rambam would say that if someone else is Tavro or Shasya, he's chayimid in Mazik, he's not chayimid in Gzeila, not chayimid in Geneva, there's no chiyuv kevel, no dalad behemia, because it's not Rishus Avaylam, so you're not taking it out of Rishus Avaylam, there's no Geneva then. It can't be. But if you were the original person who took it out of the Rishus Avaylam, and now you do a Tvicha, so your Tvicha is now a Maisen Nezek in the Chayfet Sagon of, that's viewed as a hemshech of the original Geneva. Geneva Richta. It's a Geneva Richta. So then this also has a din Geneva. Not that it's a new Geneva. It's a hemshech of the original Geneva. So the rules of the original Geneva will apply here too. There'll be a chiyuv kefel on this maisa because it's a chelek of the original Geneva. So we follow the value of the object now because it's not a late. It's not later. No, this is part of the Shas Geneva because it's a hemshech of the original Geneva. It's a Geneva Richta. So it's part of the original Geneva, since it's the Shas Geneva, you'll pay Kefo Ki Hashta. So that answers the Kashi from the Mishnah, Toveach Achar Aganav. That's talking about someone else being Toveach. Someone else is being Toveach, he's not linked to the original Geneva. So for him, it can't be a Chiyah Midin Geneva, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, only if the same individual stole, right? It's not Goniv Achar Aganav. Goniv Achar Aganav, the Rambam would say, you're Potter Mi Kefo. Maybe even Potter from Karen. Those ones that you put from Karen, because you're not taking from Rishus Avaylam. That's a different individual. And he's Toveach after the Ganav, he's also not going to be Chayav Nalvehem, because he's not linked to that original Geneva. But if the original person is Toveach after the Geneva, if he's Tavor Shasi after the Geneva, since he's doing a Maisa to further this Geneva, it's a Geneva Richta, it's all linked to the original Geneva, it's a Hemshech of the original Geneva, so he'll pay Kefel Ki Hashta. He'll pay Karen Ki Hashta Midin Ganav. Karen Ki Hashta Midin Ganav. Aye, but he's not taking out Rishus Avaylam. No, it's all linked to the original Maisa. Since he was taking out Rishus Avaylam in the original Maisa, so the Tavro Shasi is a Hemshech of that Maisa Gneva. And he'll be Chayav Karen Ki Hashta, because we look at it as though the Shas Tavro Shasi is part of the Shas Gneva.